Matt are a successful couple in business. They are flying to China for a potential merger and acquisition deal for their company. They have never done such a negotiation with the Chinese. Luckily, Savannah studied history in college and knew that Chinese people secure deals mostly on dinner tables. However, they do not know anything about China, especially Chinese dining courtesy. In the hope of learning Chinese culture, they went to the best Chinese restaurant in the U.S.
Hello. So, to be honest, we've never tried actual Chinese food before, and this is our first time in China to experience the true beauty of China instead of the unhealthy counterparts in the U.S.
Great. I am 100% sure that you will have a pleasure experience in our restaurant. Would you like the menu?
Not really right now. If you do not mind, my fiancé is really interested in the culture behind Chinese food since she studied Chinese history at Colby Sawyer College, and she's been bragging to me about different styles of Chinese cuisine.
Oh yes, we always make sure to give our customers the best care, and our culture is embedded in our cuisine.
I heard it's been a tradition that you guys pay attention to table manners.
Oh, please, yes. We have a lot of different underlying table rules that are followed by different people in different regions. For example, I grew up in the South, and we usually have tea for a drink and serve ourselves with the teapot and hot water that the restaurant provides. When we lift up the lid and put it on the table, that means we need hot water in the teapot. Good servers can always spot clients' need. Second-rank servers are usually more blunt, and their services are not appreciated as much.
What about the relationship between host and guest, Chef Song?
That is the most tricky part of the table. I think, for example, one of the most prominent rules of guest-host relationship is when it comes down to dining, the host usually pick the place and the guests get the menu first. Once it gets down to ordering, it is even more tricky, because you basically have to study the menu in order to be a qualified guest.
Oh, you mean like having to balance out the nutrition and everyone's taste?
Yeah, much more than that. For example, you have to know your identity and where you are at in the hierarchy on the table. Since in China, we do a lot of things during eating, such as securing deals, debating, and negotiating between businesses. You have to think, what role do you play in this before you even make a move?
Like a seating arrangement? We kind of have to figure that out in our wedding too, right, Matt? All of those relatives,
Something like that. Except we do it more often. It is more common in our lives. I will come back to the ordering of the menu later. So first off, like I said before, know your role. If you like are on one side of the negotiation, and you are not the negotiator or the boss, it is better to just sit still and let the important people to order it. However, if the important people give you the menu and let you order it, or you are one of the important people, the real work starts now. First of all, you have to ask for any special food choice allergies for the whole table. And remember those when you're ordering. Special notes here. If someone say, whatever I will eat, whatever you want to eat. Be sure to order some common food like noodles, buns, baozi, mantou for them just in case.
Wow, what's next? Like how many courses should I order, like 9? I once went to a single pebble in Burlington in a place nobody even knows called Vermont.
Actually, I went to school there. No, there are no fixed number amount of courses you should order. But usually, if there are X amount of guests on the table, you should order X plus one number of courses. And among them, there must be at least one soup, one dessert, one fish, because fish symbolizes luck in China, one course of staple food, like rice and noodles, and meat and vegetables course should be pretty balanced as well. Also, if you want to get really picky, you have to pay attention to the color as well. If you remember from a single pebble, every course has a different color because something colorful will increase one's appetite. If you can do that, you would definitely leave a good impression on your business partner.
Does the host ever order?
I was just about to get to that point. Yes, when you order the course, Never order the most expensive course. Leave that opportunity to the host to show their hospitality.
Isn't that a bit expensive, though? Didn't you say we have to order X plus one number of courses already?
Exactly. It is always expensive. Sometimes it might seem even a little bit too excessive. Although sometimes it is a waste. Most of the time, the people handle it really well. You should always make sure there is sufficient food for everyone on the table. If you do not order enough, sometimes it can be treated as a disrespectful act to the host, because your action is implying that the host cannot pay for the whole thing. Plus, you don't want everyone to be hungry having dinner, right? After dinner, you have to ask for a box to show the chef and the host that the food in this place is good, to show them respect as well.
Wait, so the host pays for the whole thing?
Sometimes, yes, to show their hospitality, like I said. This one is really important because this one is the most controversial issue. You can simply Google why Chinese fight for the bill. The answer is that, to save face. We value our face a lot, and sometimes even if the person can't pay for it, he or she will still pretend to fight for the bill.
That sounds really unusual. Why would we need to fight for the bills?
There is an underground rule for it. Like, fight for the bill, you have to fight for the bill for at least 3 times to show you really mean that. After that, if you feel like letting others pay, you can give them a green light. If not, just keep struggling. This actually depends how the negotiation of your company goes.
So, what about ordering? I was glancing through the menu, and there are a lot of fancy names on the menu, and I don't really know what those are.
Oh, those are the things that might be a little strange to foreigners. You see, since food is such an important part of our life, we, in general, are trying to add some poetic elements to it. So when people ask, what do you guys eat? You don't want a plain answer that says, chicken. You want to say something more high-end. Easiest example here. We have a course called Dragon and Phoenix Fly Together. That is simply chickens and duck or goose put in the same plate. In some other restaurant, it might just be some random things put together in the same plate. And at the shape of a dragon and a phoenix. Like this. Here's the menu.
Wow, that's very cool. Alright, well thank you, Chef Song. Thank you very much.